very much, Ollie. Now, it's Nick, isn't it?
Nick,
nice to meet you. 3 for 3 this afternoon for Lancaster. Really strong performance. What are your immediate thoughts?
We played today exactly how we played all season. Like I said earlier, you know, we came joint top in a very, very tough league. We stuck to the way we played throughout, regardless of going a goal down for an uncharacteristic error. We played the same way all the game, and we controlled it. After the first 15 minutes where we were a bit jumpy, we controlled it from start to finish. You know, we've got an unbelievably talented group of lads, and you know, we just kept the ball. We kept the ball, kept the ball, kept the ball. And by the end of the game, you know, I think we were more than the deserving winners. And anyone who stood and watched that can't argue that we were that was an unbelievable performance.
It really was quite strong, quite Lancaster dominant. First goal went in for York, however, yep. And there was a bit of regrouping to do at the back. What was the immediate change that put Lancaster back into it?
The biggest change is that we didn't change anything. We play 4-2-3-1. It was a really uncharacteristic error, and the best thing you can do is just stick to the way you play. Stick to keeping the ball on the deck, playing through the thirds, you know, working it across the back, up, back and through, which we continue to do. We were a bit jittery. We made some uncharacteristic kind of slightly poor choices with our passing, things like that. But once we got that out of the way, everyone's seen that. We settled into it and we absolutely dominated for 70 minutes.
And some stunning finishes as well, it has to be said. Which was your favourite of the goals?
I think Dylan's first goal, just because, that really turned the tide of the game. For people who've watched us, that's just one in kind of a litany of goals that have been similar all season. So, to us, that's no surprise whatsoever. I think the quality that Dill possesses, weren't quite aware of. And gave him time and space in areas that you should never, ever give him time and space.
And of course, speaking of quality, down the wings, some really direct balls forward. It worked really well in your favour. Who do you think made the most difference? Who's your man of the match?
I'd like to give a joint man of the match.
Of course.
To the captain, Jack Critchlow, and to the chairman of the club, Charlie Simmons, purely, not just for today, but for the effort and kind of the way they've brought me in, and we've changed the club from top to bottom throughout the season, and that's why we're coming away today on the back of 3 wins across the 3 teams.
Brilliant. And celebrations tonight, one would assume?
For the boys, yeah, not for me. I'll be going back to Lancaster. I'll leave these boys to it.
Seems like you're being roped in. Well, congratulations on your magnificent 4-1 victory here at the Athletics Field. Thank you very much, Nick.
Thanks for having us. Cheers, lads.
And that was